Joe. Thanks, guys. Let's talk about Eagles' fifth-round pick, wide receiver Shelton Gibson from West Virginia, one of the most explosive deep threats in this draft. And, Greg, when you watch this kid on tape, two things stand out. Number one, his speed in the open field is outstanding. And then also, his natural ability to track the ball in the air downfield.
Yeah, I thought after watching Shelton Gibson, and what I did with him is I watched all his 2016 targets and about four games, full games. I thought other than John Ross, he was the most vertically explosive receiver in this draft.
Interesting.
And you just hit on a really interesting point about tracking the deep ball. So many receivers, number one, they turn and look for the ball too soon. Now, that can be coached, but Gibson didn't do that. He had a great feel for tracking the ball without losing speed or stride length, and that is an art. So he ran by college corners, whether they were, whether he was being pressed, whether they were bailed. He just ran by college corners.
Yeah, and keep in mind, he fell to the fifth round because he's a little bit on the shorter side. He's not a polished route runner. He's not great off the line in press coverage. But the two areas where he does stand out, that speed and that ability to track the ball, you can't coach that up. That is our natural gifts.
No, I really believe that as well. The ability to track the ball, you can either do that. You can't really teach a guy catching the ball running at full speed. You can either catch it or you can't catch it.
And you see an example of that here. This is the deep route. He always lined up on the left side. Watch him get off the line here, and he does a great job of stacking the receiver early in the down.
Great point, because that's something that you also have to teach a lot of receivers when they run vertical routes, is you don't just run and then get by a guy. What you do, particularly if you beat him to the inside like he did here, is then you just have to widen out again to make sure that you get the corner on your back. I mean, that is absolutely critical. And what he does that here, and just look how easily he tracks that and catch it. That is beautiful. You can't do that any better. That is the absolute strength of Shelton Gibson's game.
I mean, it's Willie Mays. You're looking over your shoulder and looking it in into your glove. I mean, that's not something that you can learn, and he's got the ability to do that naturally.
I watched Willie Mays, believe it or not.
It was a little before my time.
Yeah. Well,
but let's look at another play here, and this is Shelton Gibson again against Kansas State, and you see that ability again to track the ball. You see that explosive speed early in the down, and then watch him go up and attack this football. Yeah.
And you know what was really interesting? This play was showing this more for going up and attacking the football, but you notice that corner was bailed?
Yep.
He still ran by him. There's not many guys who can run by bailed corners, and by bailed corners, I mean corners who are 8 to 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Shelton Gibson showed that ability in college to run by bailed corners.
And you know what, too, is he not only runs by them, but this ball's a little bit underthrown.
Correct.
So he's got it. Again, it goes back to tracking the football, going back and finding it, comes back to the ball, attacks it in the air, gets his helmet ripped off, still makes the play, gives the corner a little something extra at the end. I love that play for Shelton Gibson.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, the other thing, you know, in this offense, and I remember being out at training camp last year watching when Doug Peterson was installing his offense, and the day I was out there, they spent a lot of time with jet sweeps, reverses, those kinds of things. You're going to see that with Shelton Gibson because he has such great speed in space. And you see a perfect example here. This is a reverse off a zone run, which is something the Eagles will do for sure. And you see the explosive burst. This kid is just a really explosive vertical receiver who can give you the jet sweep and the reverse action as well.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think there was one line from your notes when you did the transition for Shelton Gibson that may remind some people of a former Eagles receiver.
Yeah, I said that he transitions in much the way DeSean Jackson did when he came out of California and the Eagles drafted him in the second round. He's very similar in the way he transitions.
Very interesting. Another vertical threat, Mac Hollins in round 4, Shelton Gibson in round 5, two very intriguing receivers for the Eagles on the third day of the draft.